live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Scott Eckersley, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Randy Essex, who is Deputy Managing Editor and Green Leaders, Michigan Green Leaders Director at the Detroit Free Press. Good evening, Randy. How are you?
I'm well. Hi.
Very good. I wanted to talk to you tonight after I read a great article that you had written in the Free Press about the 2011 Michigan Green Leaders, and I thought that's what I was reading, just an article about green leaders in Michigan. But then I got more into the article, and as usual, there's always several layers to stories that you covered this one very well. Wanted to talk about kind of the backstory, is how you called it, on the environmental honors and leadership.
Well, sure. This is the second year for our awards program, which long about in the fall of 2009, after two or three years of getting all kinds of news releases and there being all kinds of stories about businesses and other organizations touting how green they were, but there's no real way to tell how green they are, we decided to get a panel of outside judges and seek nominations from people for, you know, to identify green leaders. And the first year was great. We had this flood of interest. We had 400 nominations for 350 individuals, businesses, organizations, nonprofits. Got to know about some really terrific and interesting people and activities and folks who have really made this their life's work, people who have been very innovative. And we had a great awards event. Bill Ford was our guest speaker, and this just, it connected in a way that we hadn't expected. And then I guess what I assume you're talking about is what I wrote about a month after our first awards event, I was diagnosed with cancer.
The focus looks like it kind of changed for you. You started to look at this a little more introspectively.
I think I approached it as a journalist. We're going to find out about this. We're going to tell these stories. Turns out they were really positive, really interesting stories, and that's great. I think that everybody we publicized deserved to be publicized. And it was a little bit academic for me, because I would hardly call myself a greenie. You know, my wife, I think, is a lot more green than I am. I like to recycle. I like to get good gas mileage. I like to save money. But I wouldn't say that it's one of the big things in my life. And then you get throat cancer, and you wonder why why is that? When I quit smoking 19 years ago, and I'm a runner, and I do all kinds of things to try to take care of myself, and you read about environmental factors, and you read about what you can do to maybe prevent a recurrence. So I was the point person for Green Leaders, and even through my treatment, I was lining up the judges and doing what we needed to do to be ready for this year's program. And we start to get nominations this year, here are these Ann Arbor architects who are building homes to save energy and to be as healthy as possible. And one of them was a cancer researcher who left that field to build homes and build healthy environments. And here we have Henry Ford West Bloomfield Hospital, which I actually had one of my tests there. Is built into nature and built with plants, and is a hospital that, you know, while they treat sickness, emphasizes prevention and diet and what you can do to protect your health in so many ways. And then there's so many businesses out there that are working to reduce their energy use and their emissions and so forth. And you do see it as personal when you've had a serious health issue that may have been environmental. So there's a mom over at Muskegon, Teresa Hotman Bernhardt, who she wanted a clean place for her kids to play, and she just moved over there, and she found all this industrial pollution in the creek running near her house. And over 15 years, she's become a citizen activist and lobbyist, and she's gotten $17 million to clean up this watershed. And then there was a priest who our judges selected who... He told me when I told him he was a Green Leader, he said, you know, I just approach this from, I think, a different point of view, is that this is my spirituality is taking care of the earth and preserving where we live. I was probably a lot more touched this year as we looked at the nomination and the judges chose the winners. We just had our event yesterday. We just had our awards event. The governor spoke. Bill Ford introduced the governor. We had 500 people at the breakfast and an expo that we had after that. So it's a program that is really putting down its own roots and becoming an institution here.
Well, and I think what you're describing to us, Randy, is that there are all different kinds of greenies, as you call, and there's all kinds of different ways of being green.
Absolutely.
I mean, from both ends, the people who are doing the different, you know, as you said, the gentleman who said this is spiritual for me and the mom who just wanted a clean place for her kids to play.
And business people who are trying to save money, improve their bottom line, who want to do the right thing in terms of the environment and in terms of their supply chain and the impact that they have. Steelcase was one of our green leaders this year, and they've gotten rid of their synthetic packing material. You know, you get furniture, and it's in this petroleum-based stuff, and you can smell the gases coming out of it. You've had that experience.
Oh, sure.
They have a packing material now that is made from crop wastes, like cottonseed hulls and mushroom roots, that it's cut their costs 90%, and let's say I'm building a new office building and I get Steelcase furniture here. I'm not doing an ad for them, but just...
Hey, if they deserve the credit, we'll give it to them.
I get my furniture, and I can take the material that it came in, and I can put it out in my landscaping, and it's going to compost in 40 days and feed the land.
There you go.
I mean, that's remarkable, and I want to tell you... after our first awards event, Bill Ford was our keynote speaker. He was one of our green leaders. At the end of it, I saw him talking with Mike Pless, who is a restaurateur who started the first certified organic restaurant in Michigan. And it wasn't this superficial conversation where, you know, somebody's trying to meet Bill Ford, and you know, it's Bill Ford engaging this guy and asking, "Where do you get your meat?" And then a third person joined that conversation. It's this woman named Sarah Kubik, who, as an undergraduate at Wayne State, a woman in her 20s, still as an undergraduate at Wayne State, she really started recycling at Wayne State. She was just a pest and would tell the administration, "You can recycle this, and you can put these bins here." And she's now the head of a recycling program here in the city. And Detroit doesn't have curbside recycling. So she's really a pioneer. So here are these three people who never would have met, who honestly move in completely different circles, who are having a conversation about their common interests. And, you know, we have big business people. We have priests, nuns, nonprofit people, who come together here, and they approach this, as you say, from different perspectives, but they're all really working for healthier, cleaner, more cost-efficient ways of doing things that solve problems today without taking away from the next generation.
It's a pure example of you're never sure when you start something like this that takes on a life of its own and grows big and it grows important. Randy, I can't thank you enough. I encourage people to read your article in the Detroit Free Press. Thank you for your time, and I'm glad you're well.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Randy Essex, who is the Deputy Managing Editor and Michigan Green Leader Director at the Detroit Free Press. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.